Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from ASI. It is another Thursday, and Doug, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
No, that's a great adage to think about when you're looking at anything in life, when you're buying something specifically. You know, I had an interesting conversation with a patient that came to see me, physician referral, coming in to have his hearing evaluated and find out, you know, he was aware that he had a hearing loss, but, you know, he wanted to know what his options were, and I mean, he wanted to see an audiologist to have that done. And he brought this up. He said, you know, I usually will ask folks, have you had an evaluation before? Because I'd like to kind of know maybe progression of hearing loss.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have a copy of it, it's great if they can bring it in. And he didn't have a copy, but he said, yeah, he'd had one of those free hearing tests.
Okay.
And he brought this up to me specifically. You know, he said, you know, it was a free hearing test, but nothing in life is free, you know, as
right.
We said. He said, they, you know, all they wanted to do was sell me hearing aids. You know, that was an interesting statement coming from the patient. It's true. Now, I'll say this. I sell patients hearing aids, too. I mean, I'm not against people, you know, getting folks hearing aids. But there is nothing free in life. No one works for free. You don't work for free.
No.
I don't work for
yeah.
free. No business does. And so if they aren't charging for a hearing evaluation, you're going to pay for that somewhere down the road. And you might pay actually more with things like that than you would pay if you're seeing a licensed audiologist.
It's almost kind of like reading the small print on things. You need to know, you know, okay, obviously they're going to be putting that cost somewhere else
yeah.
in the free part of it.
Yeah. And you know, a couple things about that. Number one, I'm a Medicare provider and a Medicaid provider. I cannot do free hearing evaluations by law. That's called insurance fraud. I bill insurance for hearing evaluations, Medicare and Medicaid. I can't do something for free to someone else because they are going to buy hearing aids. Everyone that comes into my office pays for their hearing evaluation when they're a new patient. So number two, you know, it's offensive. I mean,
yes.
I wouldn't take my vehicle to a mechanic and expect them to take their time and diagnose what was wrong with that vehicle and then not expect them to charge me for it. You know, oh, that's fine. Thank you. I'm going to go fix it myself with, you know,
yeah.
whatever. Everybody, you have to pay for professional time, you know, and that you're paying for something that you want to trust folks. You hope that they understand what they're doing and they're going to do a good job and give good advice. And that's just kind of that's capitalism.
Right. Like you said, what kind of quality are you going to get if they're offering you free service and you continue with that service and follow up and, of course, take your time in finding, you know, what the issue is. And
yeah, and not everybody that comes in needs hearing aids, you know, and that's a question. If folks are giving away free hearing evaluations, are there folks that maybe get have recommended hearing aids for them when they don't really need them, you know?
Right.
So something that folks should trust their most precious sense, which I feel like hearing is, to a professional and schedule an appointment and come in and see us.
Yes, definitely. Doug Leonard, professional. Give him a call today.
Yes, 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.